chance for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Last season, we won the war, but do you know what? It'd be nice to win a couple of battles. Hello, welcome to Falkirk Daft. We're here to preview Falkirk versus Livingston. It's about time we've got that monkey-shaped lion off our back as we face Livingston at the stadium this Saturday. I'm joined today by the Ginger God of Pod himself. It is Ross Wayne.
Hello, sir. Yep. Yeah, as you said, we did win the war, but we need to win one of these battles.
Oh my God, don't we just? Really don't do. Listen, we're going to preview the game. Ross, you went to do this chat, but I grabbed assistant manager of Livingston, Marvin Bartley, when he was in doing a shift for Super Scoreboard the other night. There, the big man was at it. He was like, "Oh, I'm not going to do that," and then he ended up doing it in the end. So you'll hear my chat with Marvin, just getting a bit of an insight. Who better to get an insight in Livy than from the assistant manager himself? So you'll hear my chat with Marv in just a bit as we kind of look back at last season and look ahead to the game on Saturday. How's your week been so far, Ross?
All right, mate, not too bad. It's just been a busy one, to be honest. This is like, I know you're busy all the time, but I go through kind of peaks and troughs of being really busy at work, and this is a busy period of the year for me. So, otherwise, all right. I'm looking forward to the game. It's another home game. It feels like we've just like home game, which is great.
Yeah.
And we've got 6 points so far from the last two home games, and I'd love to make it 9.
It would be amazing. We'll talk a bit more about the Livingston game after we get the Marvin chat. We're in the 1876 Lounge this weekend as well. A couple of guests will be coming along. We've got a couple of guests meant to be in. Former captain Joe McLaughlin is going to be in the lounge. Hopefully, he obviously won the first division with Falkirk.
Absolutely.
Big handsome bastard was Joe as well. Hard, really hard as well.
He was. Sorry, I just did that the wrong way. He was. He was a bit
handsome and hard.
No, he was a big handsome and hard lad.
Like Tom,
he was a proper warrior, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's like a Tom Lang, like an older version of Tom Lang.
It's like Top Gun. Remember what was the guy who he was like the head honcho?
What that is going to do in my head. And yeah, so it was like the Maverick. Viper.
Yes,
he was like Viper and Tom's like Maverick. What a great comparison, Ross.
Thank you.
Love that.
Joe, I always remember, like, see, when you listen to, like, even Yogi, who did the last Falkirk Daft Live, he used to sing Joe McLaughlin's praises, didn't he? As like, he raised the standard.
He was a proper ball-playing centre-half from what I can remember as well, Joe.
So
he's going to be in the lounge along with another centre-half played in the last game at Brockville, Kevin Christie.
It's like, see, the thing is, right, both very good centre-halves, but couldn't be any different in terms of, like, their styles. Kevin was a this-is-getting-fucked-at-the-park kind of centre-half.
I loved Kevin Christie. I'm really looking forward to his return to the stadium.
What was his nickname again? I can't remember. Can you?
No, we're going to have to find that out. Please leave your comments below.
Yeah,
what was Kevin's nickname? But he was great. He famously played in that last game at Bravo as well. He was injured for most of that season, from what I remember, because it was like the centre-half pairing was really, it was the three, it was Yogi, it was Scott McKenzie, and it was Kevin James. In that kind of championship winning season, wasn't it? And then Kevin was injured for most of it. Stephen Rennie played a part as well. But Kevin was injured, but I do remember he started the last game against Brockville because I think,
a brilliant stat. I don't remember that at all.
Kevin Christie definitely played in the last game at Brockville against Inverness.
You're maybe right. I've not looked recently, but I wouldn't have guessed that. I thought he was slightly earlier than that, but no.
No, No, he played. He played that season, 2002-2003, and he definitely played in that last game. So,
yeah. No, listen, that's a good stat. I wouldn't have. If you were asking me to rhyme off who are starting 11, I would have struggled to have said Kevin Christie. But listen, that is a brilliant shout out, and I'm sure he'll have some really interesting stories for his time at Brockville.
No, looking forward to that. So, if you come on to 1876 Lunch, please come up and say hello. We always ask at the start as well. Anyone listen to the podcast? And there's a couple of people, usually for that. Hey, listen, but the big question this week, Ross, was how do you take your stories? And people have responded in the comments below. Right, so here we go. Alistair says, got to be square sausage and brown sauce. Neil says, square sausage and brown sauce. See, so if it's a combination of both our suggestions. So,
yeah,
square sausage and brown sauce, a lot of people are going for square sausage and brown sauce, says Evelyn as well. Here's someone that agrees with me, absolutely link sausage stovies for me with the brown sauce. Thank you very much to TBNH4DG. That's it.
You've made that up.
That is 100% square sausage and HP sauces, Kenneth. So there we go. It's all happening in the comments on the YouTube. How do you take your stovies? Keep them coming in. But it looks like a combination of both our favourites.
Yeah, I did see. I think most people would
square sausage.
Sausage over
anything. Yeah, I've only found one person that agrees with me, and that is my burner account, THG TBNH4DG. Thank you, sir, for agreeing with.
I think the brown sauce thing, that's always a hot topic, because it doesn't matter like what sort of Scottish thing, like you see we're having a rolled square sausage, a lot of people would go, no, it has to be brown sauce, has to be brown.
Now that's funny, because I go tomato sauce on a square sausage.
I do too, but that's not going to shock you, but I think a lot of people will say brown sauce, wouldn't they?
Really?
The only thing I take brown sauce on at all is a chippy. That is the only thing I would take brown sauce on.
There you go. What do you take brown sauce on? This is returning ridiculous now. Anyway, but aye. Listen, quick delve into birthday corner. We don't normally do it on a Thursday, but I've got to say happy birthday to a guy who has supported the podcast and also attends all the Falkirk Daft live events. Happy birthday to Neil Callaghan, President of the
Falkirk
District Tartan Army. I always get that. Falkirk District Tartan Army, his birthday is this Saturday, the 8th of November, which is, I said this last week, it's the same date as my dad's birthday, which reminds me I need to get my dad a present because I've not done that yet.
So, take him in the lounge.
My dad's a rugby man. He's a rugby man. So,
Be used to watching Shitley Livingston then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, happy birthday, Neil, and thanks for your support and everything you do for the podcast. So, thank you very much for that. Couple of bits of club news before we get in. Speaking to Marv, got to say, brilliant. The first Bairn in a Scotland squad since Darren Barr back in the day. Well done to Scott Bain, and fully deserved call up.
Massive, massive well done to him. His performances have been phenomenal, really, in the most. He's had the odd moment, but listen, it's going to happen at a couple.
I think the League Cup campaign, he was a little bit shaky in that, but...
Probably just finding his feet, and he wasn't playing, because obviously Nicky got two games, Scott got two games, so they were finding who, although... I know we said this at the time, John probably wasn't signing Scott Bain to sit him on the bench. But he has been very, very good. And this is just personal opinion. I think it's a shame that he probably won't start. Like, I can see Clark putting...
He 100% will not start. 100%. It's going to be Craig Gordon that will start. Now, you look at the three goalkeepers that have picked: Liam Kelly, Craig Gordon, and Scott Bain. Craig Gordon, 42, about to turn 43, not played a game this season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bit shaky in his distribution as well. Craig Gordon's not the best with the ball at his feet. He really isn't, right? Liam Kelly, decent enough goalkeeper, but again, not playing. Just not playing.
And he's played 90 minutes since the summer, I think, and that's it.
And yet there's Scott Bain playing week in, week out. And you know, like I think it was Falkirk put up a kind of compilation, the best saves from the season. And you just go back to some of the saves he's made. I mean, you go back to just even Kilmarnock there on Saturday and two really big saves, you know. And he's, like I say, his distribution is phenomenal. I've never seen a better goalkeeper at Falkirk with the ball at their feet than Scott Bain.
He's very good. He is. He's really competent with that. He's, as you said, he's passing. He's like playing with a sweeper at times. Nicky, not too dissimilar with that as well. Like very, very
Nicky,
comfortable with their feet.
Nicky's, I think, again, we talked about on last season the podcast. Nicky's distribution came on leaps and bounds last season, I thought, as well.
As I say, Sunday or Monday, whenever we recorded it, we're so fortunate we've got two brilliant goalkeepers. But I think I would play Scott just for all the reasons you've said, and obviously we're biased as well. We want him to play. However, no, I think it probably will be Craig Gordon, like you've said, who's going to get the nod. But listen, he's involved. If he shows up well in the camp, and he continues to do what he has been doing at Falkirk, I think it would only be a matter of time before he is Scotland's. Granted, I know Angus Gunn will be back at some point, right? But I could see him, as long as he's continuing to be in the form he is, I could see him being for the next few years anyway, a member of the Scotland squad.
I don't know if my stress factors could hold the fact that if he was to make a mistake or something like that, it's going, oh no, it's the Falkirk goalkeeper that's made a mistake for Scotland or something like that. I don't know.
You know, I think I'd be more nervous about the injury situation. Like, what? See, every time somebody clatters into him or something, I'd be like, shit, is he okay? But it wasn't the only international call up this week either.
No, I know. Congratulations to Conor Allen as well, in the Scotland under 21 squad as well. There was a period where we used to have under 21 players, like, you know, you go back to even like Colin McDonald and just Darren. Tam got a few under 21 call-ups as well, didn't he, Tam Scobie?
Think so. Yeah, Colin McDonald has I remember going to his Scotland under 21 debut. And weirdly, it was Scotland versus Russia, and or it might have even been the old version of Russia. And it was at Broadwood, and there was like a hell of a crowd there, John. Like, you know what Broadwood's like, it's famously empty, and there would have been about 7 or 8 thousand people at Broadwood for this under 21 game back in the day. This would have been 90s, obviously. So, but yeah, fantastic for Connor. It's obviously been a bit of a whirlwind few weeks for him. So what a way to top off. And I don't envisage him losing his space. I know we will talk about it in a minute. We've obviously made our centre half signing this week. But I think Connor will retain his place.
I do, I mean, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? He's been
Indeed.
he's been great. He's been really good and fully deserved. Like I say, just like I said on Sunday, just reads the game so well. And you know, he's come up against some hard players, like in terms of their size and physicality, and Connor's just strolled through them, and you know, had them in their back pocket. So brilliant news for Connor. You know, you look at the squad and you just forget actually Keelan Adams is 23, because I was like, oh, like, of course, Keelan Adams surely they're a shout. And you realise it actually, Keelan's had quite a, you know, before he joined Falkirk, he had a football journey, do you know what I mean? So, like, but, you know, I fully suspect in years to come, Keelan will go on and potentially become a Scotland international as well.
I hope so. I personally think he's good enough, and that he certainly gets loads of plaudits in the Scottish media. So you never know. You never know. I don't know how far away that would be, but if he can, like Scott, if he continues to perform at the highest level, which we are the now, who knows?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Going back to the centre half situation, though, we have made a signing this week, and we have signed Ryan Edwards. On a basically, he was out of contract. He left his club in India, and it's a position that we're needing cover with Ross, because we talked about, you know, if Hendo had been sent off against Celtic when Tineke went through, we'd have been in real trouble there at the weekend. So I just, it's a short-term deal till January, and I guess he, you know, who knows what will happen. But if he, so if he shows up well in training, if he starts getting the game and playing well, but I'm more inclined to think it's just a kind of Elastoplast fix until January, until we can get some bodies back.
He's obviously got experience at this level. He's obviously not played in Scotland for a couple of years, but when he left Dundee United, granted it was the season they went down, but from speaking to a couple of United friends, he was very, very good for them. He was their captain. I saw a couple of the long range efforts this week that he scored, so he's got a bit of a shot in him as well. 6 foot 5, he's a big, strong lad as well. What was an interesting comment? I don't know if you read John McGlynn's comments about when he signed, and he said Ryan's a player who we've brought in as a replacement, more or less, for Lewis Neilson. So, with him making that comment, does that suggest that when he's fit or fully up to speed, he will be the centre half pairing with Hendo?
I don't know. It depends how Connor does. If Connor keeps playing the way he does, there's no chance anyone
I
gets a
think so
look in.
too. Yep.
We don't know what Col and Tom in terms of their availability as well, but that's interesting. I mean, Lewis Nielsen, what was it, 3 months was it? So we're not going to see him till the new year.
Yeah, well into January
Yeah.
potentially. Yep. So
I got my so you're United fans, I'm assuming that's
Fiona Rab, yeah.
Fionn Arab, yeah, Fionn Arab, who were on the show at the start of the season. My United friend, I said, talk to me about Ryan Edwards, and this is his reply. Shite. Go watch Dundee United versus Aberdeen in May 2023. That sums him up. Good threat in the air on attacking corners, though. So that was his verdict on Ryan Edwards.
I think I saw when we announced the signing, there was a few United fans who had jumped on saying something about down tools or something. I don't know whether
Right.
they thought he was maybe he had lost it for United when they got relegated, which May 2023 would have been when they got
Yep.
relegated. So listen, I don't. We'll just need to wait and see. He's got what 2 months in a Falkirk jersey. That 2 months will be for him as well as us. So he'll be seeing if it's a good fit, but also likewise we'll be looking to see if he has got what it takes to be in a John McGlynn starting 11.
He might make his debut against Dundee United away. That's our next game. Tickets are on sale for that now. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. It's just getting into that busy, silly season, isn't it? It's just like Christmas parties, birthdays, all this sort of stuff. So I'm hoping to make it. I'm hoping to get up and make it. I might actually just drive up with the boy who's actually getting into football now. He's like, ah, can I come? He was at the game on Saturday. He's like, ah, can I come on Saturday? I'm like, if you
Brilliant.
want.
Good.
So
Good.
that's
It's
good.
never a bad thing.
So we'll wait and see with that. But listen, there's spaces on the behind the wall bus for that. It's £12.50 return if you want to head to United. And there's also limited spaces left for the Falkirk Daft Carling coach down to the Livingston game on Saturday. Of course, get yourself into behind the wall before the game. Get your ticket, few beers, down to the game, back up to behind the wall. You get your free pint, and then you can have a Falkirk Daft Venom, which is exclusive to behind the wall. And get that nice little buzz before your Saturday night. Couple of pints after the game, 7 o'clock down the road with your kebab. Match of the day on, superb. What a way to
Perfect,
spend a
perfect.
Saturday. Do it on, do it at behind the wall. Stay local, eat and drink global, of course.
Absolutely. I do have a small moan about our major sponsor, Mr. Brian Flindle. He's in the Maldives currently, sunning
You can't
himself.
hide that behind the wall money, eh?
Exactly. And he's drinking cocktails. They weren't a Falkirk Daft Venom though, John McInally.
He's going to have to teach the barman how to make the Falkirk Daft Venom, the bulging.
Maybe he took some straws with him, like a pack of straws.
Absolutely. Here, listen, Brian also put his own entry in for Falkirk, the F Factor. We'll have to play that on the next Sunday show because we've not played that yet.
We do need to play that, and you've just reminded me. And I'm not allowed to say who it is, but we have had an entry
Right.
from in Falkirk Football Club, and they have asked not to be named. They have asked they can't do the voice note because obviously I will give away who it is. But they have sent me their entry for
Okay.
for the
So
F Factor.
we
So
have
on Sunday we will share that.
this is right, okay. We'll do that. We'll have to sing it ourselves then.
We
But
will.
yeah, there we go. I like this. It's intrigue. So make sure you listen to Sunday's review of the Livingston game. But let's talk about Livingston right now, shall we? And we're going to do it in the company of their assistant manager. It's Marvin Bartley.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk football fans in training.
Welcome to a very special edition of Falkirk Daft. I am sans Ross this week, but I have a very special guest with me looking ahead to the Livingston match this Saturday at the Falkirk Stadium. It's assistant manager of Livingston, Marvin Bartley. How are you, Marv?
I'm very well, mate. I'm very well until I saw this appear behind
I
me.
know, eh?
Should have slid out the way of the camera, but yeah, no, I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right, I'm all right. Looking forward to the game on Saturday.
I am.
I guess you are because you've got the absolute light over Falkirk.
No, not even that. Listen, we had a good result against Hibs at the weekend in terms of, coming back and scoring a late goal, which has happened to us the other way 4 times this season. So, no, listen, the boys are buoyant after that, and we'd been on a bad run prior to that. And listen, we go into the Falkirk game now knowing that they are doing extremely well, if we're being respectful in terms of how they've adapted.
See, this is the media person.
No, it's true.
Off air, Marvin is at me all the time.
I am. And that's the thing, there's a massive rivalry between you and I. So this game's like a six-pointer in terms of that. But no, listen, Falkirk have been brilliant this season. And there's a reason they sit where they sit in the table. So we won't take anything lightly. What's happened in the past means absolutely nothing. And people keep talking about the record that Livingston have over Falkirk. They're there to be broken, aren't they, records?
Yeah, it's funny that, because I had Calvin Miller and Brad Spencer up in the lounge on Saturday there, and I asked them, I said, there's going to be a bit of needle come looking for Livingston. You guys will be looking forward to it, saying... And again, it's the typical football response, like you, like, well, you know, we'll just look forward to the game and stuff. But, I mean, there has been a bit of needle in certainly, you know, the last kind of season. There was that incident in the tunnel as well. I'm sure you were away from that, Marvin.
Now, listen, I wasn't back there at that time, was I?
That's right,
so
that's
I was
right.
Actually working, I was doing the media for the game, and I remember, like, turning around and seeing...
And then running across to the tunnel.
That's why I'm back now. That's the reason I'm back at Livingston for this game.
Yeah, obviously, we've both come up from the Championship together, Falkirk mm-hmm. and Livingston. What, from your perspective, is the big difference between the Championship and the Premiership? For me, it's just the pace. It's just constant. It's like the ball's always in play, and it's just Land of the Giants. I mean, you've got Land of the Giants at Livingston, mind
you. Yeah. Listen, like you said there, the athletes, it's very, very different from the Championship. Without being disrespectful, I think you saw as a supporter last season and seeing this season how very, very different it is. I think if you make mistakes in the top flight, you're punished. Whereas sometimes in the Championship, you get away with it and you think, we were lucky there. You don't really get that lucky in the top flight. And also teams can, you know, not only score one goal, two, three, four goals against you. We had that against Hibs where they're just so ruthless. Yeah. You know, you're playing against players like Junior Hoyler, who's, you know, played at international level, played in the Premier League down south. You know, teams are spending over £1 million on players as well, and you're coming up against that. So, yeah, there's definitely a massive difference, I think, in the quality of player that you come up against.
Yeah, in terms of where Livingston are and Falkirk are, I mean, what's been the difference between the two sides coming up, do you think? We've had our fair share of decisions, and I'm sure that's been noted down. But Livingston, I thought actually with you know, the size of the side and the players that came up to the Championship, I actually thought physically they were probably more capable of doing better in this league. Do you think what kind of went wrong there?
As I said, I just think you're playing against teams now where physicality can't be the only thing. You know, when you can like physically impose yourself on maybe teams on the league below, the Premiership's so, so different, because a lot of time you're not touching the ball for long periods of time. So, yeah, it's been a lot of players needing to adapt as well, like Robbie Muirhead. You know, last season was absolutely fantastic
for
Livingston.
Yeah, it was really good. Someone I would love to have seen at Falkirk, actually.
But that's the thing. But he's not played in the top flight for a long, long time. I can't remember how many years he told me it was. So you know, he's adapting to it, bringing in players like Bekele, the centre-forward. He's adapting to it, coming
he's
to Scottish football.
He's got a few
football.
Goals for you.
He has, yeah. And he was brilliant at the weekend. You know, he absolutely fantastic. Held the ball up well, ran in behind. And at 36, he offers that experience as well. So we've got a lot of players that are adapting, coming back to kind of this level of football. You know, Falkirk will be the same with some, but you know, you've got younger players doing it. I think when you're younger, it's a lot easier to do so, because you're still athletically, you can still get around the pitch, where you know, people like Danny Wilson's been at this level before, and now he's had to adapt his game slightly because, you know, he's 33, mate.
I was going to say, obviously, Ryan McGowan, is he still injured?
No, so he's now back running and stuff.
Yeah,
so
he's back now. So, I mean, I guess for Ryan McGowan and Danny Wilson, who were brilliant in the Championship for you last season, do you think it's almost just getting up to that level and getting up to speed? Because I've found that with Falkirk players, we're starting to get to speed with the game now.
Yeah, no, definitely. And listen, those two are a fantastic pairing. So when you lose your captain, Ryan, I think it must have been maybe 5 or 6 weeks now he's been out for. And Dan Finlayson's gone in at centre-half and been fantastic. Mo Silla's had to play there at times and been a back three. So in terms of our, you know, defensive unit, it's been a real chop and change. You know, people are constantly being changed. Adam Montgomery was in at left-back, gets an injury. Christian Montana's now came in. So, yeah, you know, we haven't really had a settled side as well. And I think that's another massive thing in the top flight. Like you guys, I think maybe, you know, you could probably name 9-10 players that are going to start each game. And that's absolutely massive. And some supporters think, oh, does it make that much of a difference? But it really does, because you build those relationships, you know, and you guys have had it from League One to the Championship and Premiership, and a core of that squad that you have now were with you guys in League One.
You look at the players that were playing there at the weekend, and you go, like, well, Ross McKeever was there, Calvin Miller was there, Liam Henderson there, Brad Spencer was there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do have that. There's a lot to be said about that, I guess. And in terms of Falkirk, what I mean, you've done the video analysis, mm-hmm. and you're not going to give us your secrets of how you're going to beat us or try and beat us on Saturday, yeah. Marvin. But who are the sort of danger men that you've kind of pinpointed? I've noticed in the past, obviously, Brad Spencer, you know, as a Falkirk supporter, everything's kind of went through Brad.
Yeah.
Have you seen weaknesses in the Falkirk armour?
I think every team has weaknesses. You know, Falkirk will say exactly the same about us. You know, it's how you exploit those weaknesses and yeah. or how you get them into the situation where, you know, you can expose them. But there's definitely a lot of strengths within that team. I think, you know, the balance they have, the two holding midfielders, you know, in there at the moment. You mentioned Spencer there, a real, real good footballer. I think Miller coming in and playing in the 10.
Yeah.
You know, really, really good player, really sharp. And who plays up front? You know, I think Ross McIver, did he not get injured at the weekend? He came off with an ankle injury.
Yeah, he's twisted ankle, so we don't know how bad or severe that is, but it will be big Brian Graham.
Exactly. He's been waiting. Exactly. He's been waiting for his opportunity, hasn't he? Because we came in from Partick, he started games, and now he's found himself on the bench. And Brian will have that hunger to play.
Yeah,
you know, he'll want to prove a point that he can do it at the top flight again. So, you know, you've got people like Scott Arfield in and around as well with his experience. So, listen, there's a lot of things that we look at in terms of Falkirk, and we know that causes a problem if we don't do things correctly. Yeah. But as I said, with every team, there is weaknesses there, but it's how you exploit those weaknesses.
I guess a couple of players that you're not as familiar from the Championship is mm-hmm. our wingers that were currently brought in, Matt Lone from Man United, mm-hmm. and Ethan Walker. I keep seeing Ethan Williams.
Ethan Walker.
Is that
a new signing?
He wasn't on our radar. Kyrie Wilson and you know, Leon McCann's been injured, so Philippe Leiser's been playing at left back. Have you kind of pinpointed them, seen them on the video analysis?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we watched the previous four games from Falkirk, and especially when there's new players that our boys would have never came up against, you know, boys coming in on loan from England, you give them special attention. Because, listen, a lot of the other boys, and same for Falkirk players, they've played against a lot of these Livingston players. They know what they'll bring. I think it's about learning about the new guys. I think you're slightly more direct recently than you had been in League One, the Championship, because
you've got to be. I think at this level, you've got to be.
Exactly. You're not going to be able to play from the back. Yeah. You know, you're not a Celtic. You don't have that, you know, those players that can do that at the top level, because you find yourself in trouble. So it's about winning games of football. And Falkirk have found a way to do that. And it's having a real mixture in terms of what they do. We watched them against Motherwell in that game. I think the first half, you definitely sat off of it.
Terrible.
But in the second half, you went after them. And I think John McGinn's admitted himself, he got it wrong in the first half in terms of the way he prepared the players for it and the tactics. And the second half, you look a totally different team. So, listen, you got this thing called Stats Bomb now and all these other things. And Falkirk sit really, really high in a lot of the rankings.
Stats Bomb, is there some sort of management kind of software?
So it gives you things like, I don't know, like...
I've seen a few graphics of like Liam Henderson is this far up and Brad Spencer's
up. Yeah. So yeah, you know, you can get individuals on there, but you can also get team stuff like, you know, Falkirk like pressing high and turning the ball over are really, really high for that, crosses into the box. Again, another thing that you guys do well, really, really high for it. So, you know, it kind of prepares you to what to expect, and then obviously you watch the games back and your eye kind of marries up with the data. But yeah, listen, it's definitely going to be a difficult game. And like you said, it'll be a game that, regardless of where they are in the league, Livingston and Falkirk could be the other way around. I think both sets of players will believe that they can win this game of football.
And will the dark arts, Marvin Bartley's book of dark arts, will that be coming out on Saturday? Because
It's never put away.
Honestly, at the Falkirk Stadium last year with Davey, it was like, I just remember just people just going down and then notes getting handed onto the pitch.
If somebody's injured, they need to get treatment.
And that's ultimately it.
So, if somebody's to get injured at the weekend, they need treatment, then they need treatment. And then it's an opportunity at times to speak to your players. But you guys have the same opportunity to do it.
But in the past, you've kicked balls onto the pitch and stuff like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll be keeping an eye on you come Saturday. It's probably unfair to ask you for a prediction, Marvin, but are you feeling confident going into the game?
My prediction is that it will be a good game. That's my prediction. I stick at that. It'll be a good game, an enjoyable game.
My prediction is, for me,
what is your prediction?
It's got to end somewhere.
Do not sit on the fence.
I'm not going to sit on the fence.
What's the score going to be?
You sit on the fence.
2-0. 2-0-2.
Falkirk, obviously.
Right, perfect. Can I clip that up and I'll use that for team talk?
You can clip that, Marvin. Because, like, I've said to you, if we win on Saturday,
I'm blocking your number.
The first voice you're going to hear when you're walking from the dugout down the tunnel will be,
Marvin!
I'll be in the tunnel before the final whistle, waiting in case it kicks off. That's what I'm back for.
Well, listen, Marvin, thank you very much for taking your time, and thank you very much for joining me on Falkirk Daft.
No problem at all.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, stay local, eat and drink global.
So there you go, that was Big Marv's thoughts on the game. I'm honestly going to have to block him. If Livingston were to win on Saturday, I'm actually going to have to block him, because he will be the first person, he'll be straight back in the changing room and right on me. But on the other hand, if we win, you will, like I said in the interview, all you'll hear is, Marvin! Marvin! As he walks down the tunnel with us looking scuttered.
You know, we have an opportunity though as well. See, if we do win, we could stand at the because obviously we do the lounge post-match. We could just keep an eye on them leaving to go to their bus, and then just start hurling abuse at him as he walks towards the bus.
Just open the window and start shouting at him. That's a good shout, actually. I might do that. I might go down to the reception when they're leaving and go, just wait for him.
The link up with Russell Martin, he'll go out the back door.
He's a good lad, Marvin. Good sport to come on and have a wee chat about that. You know, it's interesting chat with Marvin there. So, we'll see what happens on Saturday. But, Ross, let's get the chance to talk about it from a Falkirk perspective now. I mean, it's been a tough 10 games against Livingston. We've only won one game in 10 against them. That's a brutal.
Bad stat. Yeah. And I've been trying, obviously, I know David Martindale's been there for a long time, but I don't know what the head to head between John McGlynn and David Martindale looks like. Within that, I take it there's no wins there, because that win must have came before John McGlynn took over as Falkirk manager. But it is something we need to write. We got a win against Kilmarnock. Now, they have historically been a massive bogey team for us.
Yeah.
We need to right that wrong this Saturday against Livingston, because it's a horrendous record. Do you know what we need to do? And this is maybe just me being too simple about it. Just play the game that we know how to play. It feels like, and I know Cole mentioned this on a different podcast a couple of months back when he was asked about it. Cole talked about how Falkirk tend to change your style, change your formation when we play Livingston. Don't do any of that. Listen, we didn't have Cartwright. We didn't have
Williams, Wilson.
Lisa, and we didn't have these boys last time. So let's play a normal game. Take it to them. I'd love an early goal. I can't even remember scoring first against them, to be honest. So it would be nice just to be able to do that and then see how they handle it.
Yeah. I mean... The thing is with Livingston, I don't know if it's just Davy Martin, he was just got in John's head. I mean, there's a bit of needle last season in the tunnel, wasn't there, as well? Uh-huh. I spoke about that with Marvin, he wasn't there at the time. He'd have been first in, by the way, if there had been a bit of needle. But, it feels like a derby. You know, it feels like this is the closest thing we'll get to the derby in this league. Obviously, they won the first game at their place, and that's the last time they actually won a game, was against us. You know, and Martindale will be in his players again, just geeing them up, saying, "This, we've got these guys in our, you know, back pocket." You know, and speaking to Calvin Miller in the lounge last week, because I asked him about the Livingston game, is it, you know, added significance after last season and stuff? And he said, "No, just another game. It's just another game." So, but I don't believe that. I think I think the players will be talking about this game and going, right, listen, lads, we need to put a marker down here. Because the hard fact is, if we beat Livingston, right, we're 11 points clear of them at the bottom. That's huge. Do you know what I mean? That is absolutely huge. And then it's a question of, I think you start going, well, can we... You know, if you're 11 points clear at that point, you know, there's a lot of games to be played. We're only a quarter into the season, but still, it's huge at this point.
It is a huge opportunity. However, the caveat to that is we have been this place with them before. Because you look back at March, where we were 11 points in front of them at the top of the championship. We could have extended that to 14 and practically won the league. And we didn't. They won. the gap was then 8 points, and there was that little bit of doubt. So I think we're good enough to beat them. We didn't look ourselves when we played them in August, but we are a different beast now, both in terms of personnel and confidence. Listen, we were still finding our feet in the Premier League. I think it took us 3-4 games. Probably the Aberdeen game was the first game I actually felt, right, we're all right at this level. Because even go back to the 2-2 with Dundee United, that was a tough game. Like, they run us ragged that day. We experienced the speed and the intensity of the Premiership that day. And thankfully, we got the draw after having gone behind twice. But I just think we're now up to speed.
It's the new recruits that have made the difference. When you look at what they bring, you know, when you look at Williams and you look at Wilson, and the kind of, we've talked about it so many times, like, it's just the touch, it's the pace, it's the power these guys have, you know, and they've made a difference. And that's no slight on Ethan Ross and Calvin Miller and players like that, but they just add a different dynamic, and they add something, I guess, to this game that Livingston haven't come against in the Falkirk side over the last year or so. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what those guys do. And I agree with you, go and set up and just play like we do. Forget Livingston's dark arts and whatever they get up to. You know, just go and do what Falkirk do best, and we've seen that over the last couple of weeks. I 100%. And if we do that, we'll win the game, in my opinion.
The other thing you need to bear in mind is the Ryan McGowan won't be playing.
Now, Ryan McGowan, that's good. Question for you, though. So Ross McKeever obviously hopped off injured. Now, I asked Calvin in the lounge about Ross's injury, and he said it was just a twisted ankle. However, I've heard since that he was spotted in a boot this week, so that doesn't sound like he's going to make Saturday. Who'd you play up front?
I personally would play Brian Graham over anyone else.
I agree.
I know he played Trey against Celtic. Mm-hmm. I think that was tactical, though, because, let's face it, Brian doesn't have the pace for... But what you could do if Ross is injured, you could start Brian. Brian did very well against... Kilmarnock.
I thought he won absolutely everything.
Yeah, no, I'd play Brian Graham. And if at 60, 65 minutes, he needs to come off.
I thought you were about to say, at 65 years of age there.
But we make the subs, and we've got plenty of personnel that can replace him. So
I think against Livingston, I think this is what Brian Graham is made for. This is a Brian Graham game. Yeah. This is Brian Graham up against Danny Wilson, and this is Brian Graham up against, I don't know who else will be playing. I think Silla's been playing at centre-half for them. This is a Brian Graham game, because there's one man that knows the dark arts as well as Livingston, and it is Brian Graham. And he will be... It's just a perfect game for Brian, I think.
Get your money on first goal scorer.
Yeah,
Brian Graham. There you go.
Absolutely 100% made for Brian Graham. So I 100% agree with you. I mean, Trey obviously offers probably pace and that side of things if you're looking for ball. But I think you start Brian Graham and you bring on Trey 60 minutes, like you say, and we see where that. I do think if Ross isn't going to make it on Saturday, that's it. Leon McCann might be back for Saturday as well, which gives us an option. But again, I guess Philippe Lisa, he doesn't lose that spot after the way he's played the last
game. No, I don't think he will. Don't get me wrong, like, Leon had done absolutely nothing wrong prior to his injury. So if he does start, that's absolutely fine, because he's a very, very competent left back. However, if he has been out, and with the form of Lissa, I fully expect Philippe to continue at left back on Saturday, especially. He's got a bit of height as well. And Livingston are a big team. They are a big team. So
do we go unchanged apart from Brian? The only change you're making is Brian Graham. Is that what you go with?
Assuming Ross McKeever's injured. If Ross McKeever is not injured, I fully expect the same starting 11. And the only tweak will be to the bench, because I assume if Leon's back fit, he'll come back onto the bench. Ryan Edwards will probably make the bench. It's tough getting on even the bench these days, looking at it.
That's it. What are you thinking prediction wise? Would you take a draw, or are you geared for a win?
No, I think we need you need to win your home games.
Yeah.
And like I know that sounds really like basic, but we're in the Premiership. You definitely need to make the most of this home advantage as well. Listen, the crowd are, and I've said it 1,000 times, the crowd makes such a difference. I doubt Livingston will even fill, and that I'm not. I'm, listen, we know Livingston's not got the biggest of supports, right? So they probably won't fill what they're given. But this is where we need the noise to make a big advantage. And I'm gonna stick with my prediction for the last few weeks. I'm gonna go 2-1 Falkirk.
2-1 Falkirk.
What are you thinking?
2-0. 2-0. I do think, but like I say, I think this is just a game made for Brian. I really do, and I think he'll get his goal. I really do think he's get his goal. But I think things have to. I always say, you know, it needs to change at some point, and something needs to stop. And the way we're playing in the last few weeks, and like I say, I think we've got more ammunition in the cannon now in terms of like to go against them. And there's a lot of variables that they probably. I mean, they've done that, as Marvin said, they've done their video analysis this week on Falkirk. But I think we'll have too much for them. I think we'll have too much for them this time around. I'm hoping anyway, because like I say, otherwise I'm blocking Marvin Bartley from my phone for next week and not just taking next week off work.
Is this a sackable offence if they win? You could have threatened them with that as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good point actually. I could just say, Marvin, if you want any more shifts, just let Falkirk win, please. Cheers. Thanks very much for that. We'll wait and see what happens. And listen, before we go though, we've got to say thanks very much to the Falkirk Football Fans in Training, the T8s are supporting this podcast and have done for the last couple of seasons. Get down to the stadium 8:30 to 9:30 on a Wednesday. Make some new friends. They've got the Elite, Academy and Legends section, as well as the new over 50 section. So if you fancy a kickabout, get down with the T8s. 8:30 to 9:30. It's a Wednesday at the stadium. All the details are below in the bio. Get in touch with Ian, Willie, or Dougie, who I think is back from Australia. So get yourself sorted down. And it's more about the social aspect of it. Like I always say, you'll see them in hospitality. They go away to all sorts of places to play football, but more or less the football just gets in the way of a good bevy. So I get involved with the boys. All the links are below. And talking about links, the link below is for Falkirk Daft Live. There are still tickets available. What are you people doing to me here? You're not buying. There's 20 tickets left. I know it's busy time of year. I know Christmas is coming up. But why wouldn't you want to get steaming on a Saturday night and come and watch us pair talk rubbish on a stage with ex-Falkirk players? Come on.
So we will have a couple of current guests to be confirmed as well, don't we? So we'll know a bit more closer to the time with that. 20 tickets left. So that'll currently getting about 200 in the room then. So capacity is 220, and we'll have 200 in the room, which is always a good laugh. So yeah, if you are able and fancy it, there is 20 or just under 20 tickets left, I think you said. Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, people are asking for refunds now as well, so it's ridiculous. So there's more tickets coming up as we speak. So there we go. Get on with Falkirk Daft Live. You'll really enjoy it and you'll have a great time. I'm just disappointed. Previous ones have sold out like 20 minutes, and this one's Brian Rice and Scott McKenzie. It'll be brilliant.
I think the Saturday night thing, John, I know we spoke about it in the last podcast, but obviously we have had a few people say it's Christmas.
I know.
Nights out. Saturday night, we've got a game on the Sunday earlier kickoff. So there's a few different things there. But listen, I think between now and then, especially when we are able to announce the last of the guests, I think the tickets will finally sell out.
Brian Rice, Scott McKenzie, a Seri Secret Santa, and hopefully a couple of first-team players. And we're doing it, of course, for Leon McCann's. We've got an auction on the night for Leon McCann's Be Heard charity as well. So hoping to raise loads of money for the guys over at the charity. Leon's wife set that up for his wee boy.
Amazing items donated.
Some great items. A shout-out to Scott Henderson from Crunchy Carrots, who got in touch with us as well. Has donated a signed shirt. as well. As well, we've got Leon McCann match worn. We've got a copy, thanks to Pablo Robertson, got a copy of the back-to-back champions book signed by every single member of the back-to-back champions squad. A bespoke Leon McCann gnome as well. Listen, it's all happening. It's all happening. Falkirk Daft Live, 29th of November at Behind the Wall. Tickets in the links below. Come here and just make me happy by so we can say we've sold out all of our events. That would just make me really happy. If not, we'll just paper the event, Ross. So we just give the last 20 tickets away to mates so they can so it make looks busy. But don't worry, that room will be full. Don't you worry about that.
Even John, we if you think back to the first one, I think our overall capacity was like 150 or something, yeah. And we now get 220 in. So it's a busy room.
Squeeze them in. That's what we like to do. But yeah, listen, on to Livingston now. Fingers crossed we're back here on Sunday talking about 3 points. But that's we will be back here next Sunday talking about that. There will be no preview episode next week because we've got the Scotland game. And hopefully seeing Scott Bain in a Scotland shirt will be great. But yeah. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Leave a wee review for us if you would. That would be smashing. Hey, Christmas is coming up as well. What about that loved one in your life wanting a Falkirk Daft hoodie or a Falkirk Daft t-shirt or a Falkirk Daft bandana or a Falkirk Daft cap or a Falkirk Daft jacket? You can have it all and you can do that. Merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. Links are below. Get those Christmas presents in for that loved one and Falkirk Dafty in your life. But yeah, that's just, you know, everyone looks for Christmas presents and why wouldn't you look for merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk with our wonderful selection?
It's an easy win.
Just leave little hints out for your partner or, you know, your mum or dad or whatever, just like little circle of print something off and we circle around it with merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk written on the top of it. There you go. Absolutely. Brilliant. Listen, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you on Sunday. And until that time.
It's big time, it's big time, buddy. On the bells.
We're folk of Daft. We're folk of Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're folk of Daft. We're folk of Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're folk of Daft. We're folk of Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bin, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.